And the financial crisis is taking its toll on American cities. Local governments across the country can't find people to buy their municipal bonds. Bonds are how cities raise money for things like sewer upgrades and new city halls. Kansas City, for one, has had to put on hold projects costing tens of millions of dollars. Maria Carter of member station KCUR reports.
Chad Haynes is a Kansas City contractor, and over the past decade, his company has worked on city water projects. 3 years ago, Kansas City voters approved $250 million in bonds for upgrades to the city's water system. Haynes says he thought he'd be sitting pretty.
When that passed, everyone was expecting for all this work to happen. And I was expecting it, too, until I actually sat down and learned the process of the bonds, and the bonds have to be sold in order for it to actually happen.
Here at the corner of 80th and Tracy, one of Haynes' crews is finishing up a year-long project, replacing water main lines. It'll improve water pressure and make the fire department happier if they have to put out a fire here. But projects like this going on around the city could stop if the city can't sell its bonds.
There isn't a market right now to really issue much in bonds. The liquidity isn't there, so people are not going out and buying these bonds. So that means the interest rates are going up, which means our costs are going up.
Sean Hennessy is the chief financial officer for the city's water department. He says selling municipal bonds has up until now been a routine process for Kansas City and most other cities.
We basically go to market, and then people would bid on those, the purchase of those, and we would sell the bonds. It was literally that mechanical.
So what's changed? Hennessy says it's the market, not Kansas City. The city can still pay off the bonds and still has its AA credit rating, the second highest out there. So why is no one looking to plunk down $200 million on Kansas City water bonds? Well, that has more to do with Wall Street. First, bond insurers took a big hit when the subprime mortgage market collapsed. Then the investment banks, the biggest buyers of municipal bonds, started faltering. When Lehman Brothers went belly up, the market for municipal bonds all but ground to a halt. Matt Fabian is with Municipal Market Advisors. He says there's now about half as many big bond buyers out there, and those that are left don't want to tie up their money in bonds that could be tough to resell.
It makes it just very difficult to get bonds moving around the system because there's a lot less capital being deployed to hold and trade municipal bonds.
Even if a city does manage to sell a bond, the interest rate is higher, which means the cost of paying off the loan is higher too. Cities are putting major infrastructure on hold to see if those rates drop. And it's not just Kansas City. Broward County, Florida recently put off $170 million in bonds for new sewers, and Washington, D.C. delayed a bond sale for an airport expansion. Chris Haney is a policy analyst for the National League of Cities. He fears fewer city projects will hurt local economies.
Typically, those projects are jobs producers. So if they scale that back, it means that there are less jobs and there's less money flowing around in the economy.
But Haney cautions that even if the bond market bounces back soon, many cities' finances could be bleak for the next few years. And most are bracing for an economic downturn. For NPR News, I'm Maria Carter in Kansas City.